As we're set now for the rookies and their final. So we're sorry about the delay here in getting everything up and running. And hopefully it'll be smooth sailing through to the completion of the finals now, touch wood. As we get set for the rookies, looking at the grid, Josh Hart in the 65, then Rayleigh Jackson in the 77, Oliver Said in the 44, Darcy Buildings in the 15, Connor Blaxall in the 8, Bailey Sweet in the 3, the 95 is Aidan Williams, the 18 is Chris Juvert, then it's the 23 of Toby McAllister, the 32 is Luke Puddock, and then Riley Skinner in the 94P will round out the reigning order. So as we get set for a start here in the final of the rookies. They're in good formation around the top. Hopefully they can stay like that now for the completion of this first final in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series, round number one here at Circuit Mark Webber. Proudly presented throughout the series by St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing. Josh Hart on the pole in the 65, Rayleigh Jackson in the 77 as they come to the start-finish line. In fact, it's the 44 of Oliver Said who gets the jump off the front row. So Said through into the lead. In position number two, it is the 8 of Blaxall. Connell Blaxall in the 8, the Dino Kart running in second position as they head up the hill for the first time. Around the top of the circuit, all single file now, as Said is the leader. Said from Blaxall. Behind him, a gap, and then it's Hart, followed by Boulding. Nose to tail into turn number one, but not challenging for position. Said in the Evo. Then it's Blaxall in the Dino Kart. Tony Kart of Hart. Then it's Boulding in the Arrow. Rayleigh Jackson in another of the Evos. Then Bailey Sweet, followed by Williams, Joubert, Puddock, McAllister and Skinner rounding out the race order. So as the leaders come by to complete lap number two, Said already out to a 0.7 of a second lead over Connor Blaxall, who's being caught now by the 65 of Josh Hart with Darcy Boulding right in tow. A gap further back to Rayleigh Jackson and now being caught by Bailey Sweet in the 3 cart. And Sweet looks to the inside heading up the back straight. Sweet to the inside, makes the pass. Jackson tries to do the crisscross around the top of the circuit. And Sweet and Jackson come off the top turns side by side. But it looks like Williams has been able to slip up and through. And Jackson shuffled back down a spot. In fact, two spots now to seventh position. So the race order. Oliver Said, Connor Blaxall. Then it's Josh Hart, Darcy Boulding, Bailey Sweet. Now up into fifth position, but a big gap of 3.2 seconds between Sweet in fifth and Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart running in fourth position. Said extending his lead at every lap. The gap now out to 1.3 seconds as they cross the line on lap number four. Connor Blaxall in second has been caught by Hart. Hart looking to try and make a move through the dip. Not close enough to do so. As Hart and Blaxall continue this battle for second with Boulding looking to come off the inside on Hart. And Boulding, nice move, has come up to third position. So Boulding now up into third as the race leader. Flicks off lap number five, where completed the first third of this final in the rookies. Southern Star Series, round number one at Circuit Mark Webber. And Said leading the way. from Blaxall. Balding Hart. Then it's back to Sweet, who's now cleared out from Williams and Jackson. Buttick and Joubert around the top of the circuit. They're still not quite close enough to battle it out for positions now. So Saed completes lap number six. It's Darcy Balding who makes the move to go to second position, getting past Blaxall and Hart that time. So great battle now for second, third and fourth position. Sweet has got Aidan Williams catching the number three cart. So that battle for fifth, sixth and seventh. As Balding gets a little bit of breathing room now away from Blaxall and Hart. Then Sweet, Williams, well, looking to go around the outside into turn number one. Setting up for a move through the right-hander. They're all fairly even as they work their way through. Good run from Puttick, though. Puttick looking to make a move on Jackson. As Williams goes to the inside on Sweet. Williams and Sweet side by side as they come off the top turn. And I think Williams might have got the position there. The 95 of Aidan Williams making the move up into fifth position. Bailey Sweet down to sixth. So your leader is Oliver Saed. Darcy Balding is in second, but Blaxall is not letting Balding get away, and Hart is still there battling on. Further back now, Williams just kicking away slightly from Sweet. Jackson and Puttick having a good battle of their own. Balding in second with 0.2 of a second gap between himself and Connor Blaxall. Then back to Josh Hart as they head up the back straight. Williams has got himself out to a 0.3 of a second advantage over Bailey Sweet, with Rayleigh Jackson a further 0.3 seconds back and Puttick 0.25 of a second further back. So just starting to spread out in that battle for fifth, sixth and seventh positions. We've completed two-thirds race distance. Oliver Saed leading by just a tick under 4 seconds from Darcy Balding, who has two cart lengths the advantage over Connor Blaxall, who has got Josh Hart looking to the inside once again as they head up to the top of the circuit. Hart on the inside line as they exit the top turn, and Hart will take third position. So Josh Hart up into third place. Blaxall shuffled back down to fourth. So the leaders working his way up over the rise. Balding in second, now with Hart pursuing. Then it's back to Blaxall. Williams has got Sweet closing in on him again as they pull away from Jackson and Puttick. As they work their way up the back straight, Puttick having a move on Jackson, but not close enough to be able to really push it through. Oliver Saed in the Evo cart completes 12 laps with a 4.7 second lead over Darcy Balding. Fastest lap of the race is Saed's a 35.908. Compare that to the next best lap, which is Darcy Balding, a 36.233 of a second. It's an impressive speed differential that Oliver Saed has been able to pull out. So battle on the circuit. Jackson and Puttick, they continue that run. And I think Riley Skinner has come up and joined that fight now. So Riley Skinner, the P-plater, that indicates less than 3 race meetings experience. He's doing a good job closing in on this battle for 7th, 8th and 9th. So as our leader heads towards completing lap number 14, race leader is clear. The battle for second, not so much. Darcy Boulding just had Josh Hart trying to make a move into the pit turn. They're on the final lap now. And Boulding through the right-hander. Good speed through there, so the gap doesn't change too much on Hart. As Sayed is around the top turns, the second place battle continues on as they head up the back straight. Around the top turn, and Hart goes to the outside now. They work their way down the pit straight. The winner is Sayed across the finish line to the checkered flag. The battle for second, and Boulding holds on in the 15. From Josh Hart in the 65. Back then to Connor Blaxall in the 8. Then Aidan Williams. Has he held on for 5th position? He has. Then it's the 3 of Bailey Sweet. Rayleigh Jackson in the 77. Comes home in 7th position. Luke Paddock in the 32. Riley Skinner's in the 94P. Then Chris Joubert is in the 18. With Toby McAllister in the 23. Has finished off this rookies final. Great racing there from the rookies, and Oliver Sayed in the 44 dominating the weekend with a fantastic performance. We're almost set now for a start here in the junior performance final. Out there on the circuit, the 91 of Connor Cooper. The 30 of Ryan Kennedy, who'll start from the pole. Then it's the 7 of Lachlan Campbell. The 16 of Joseph Waddell. Further back to Lewis Behare. Then it's the 43 of Henry McLansborough. The 24 is Macy Claudere. And the 33 is Ryan Pring. So they're in good formation. Hopefully we'll get a start this time by. As junior performance about set in the first round of the 2019 Southern Star Series here at Circuit Mark Webber, away and racing. It was a late call on the start as the 91 of Connor Cooper goes round the outside. Kennedy is here slotted into second as McLansborough is up to third. Then it's Campbell, Behare, then further back to the 16 of Waddell as Pring is also back there as well. So as the leaders work around the top of the circuit, good jump there from Connor Cooper to lead the way as they head through the pit turn and across the start finish line. So Cooper from Kennedy, then Campbell, Behare, further back Glansborough. Those two have swapped positions after the first lap. Waddell, Pring and Claudere in the 24 runs at the tail end of the field. So around the top of the circuit, and Stacks on the Mill further back as they all still are trying to sort out that running order from about fifth position on back. The leader, though, Connor Cooper in the FA cart. Second place, the Evo of Ryan Kennedy. Then it's Campbell and Behare in fourth position. A gap back to Waddell then as pulled away from McLansborough. And McLansborough has got Ryan Pring right on his back bumper. And here comes Macy Claudere. Macy Claudere was looking to go to the inside as they try to make the move on McLansborough. And they do. Successful there for Pring and Claudere, moving up to 6th and 7th position respectively. At the front of the field, Connor Cooper with only 0.25 of a second gap between the leader and second place, Ryan Kennedy. Then the gap is about 0.9 of a second behind Kennedy and Campbell, with Behare already closing right up onto the back of Campbell as they head around the top of the circuit. So completing lap number 4, and Cooper is out in front. Cooper leading the way in that 91 FA cart. Cooper then finds Kennedy behind him. Third place is Behare. Then Campbell is the next cart back. And Campbell is right on the back bumper. So off the circuit, down the bottom of the track is Ryan Pring. So as they clear that cart out the way, Pring unfortunately will be the first DNF of the Southern Star Series finals. Cooper heads up the back straight. Kennedy has closed that gap down to less than a cart length. As Kennedy is back there in second place in cart number 30. Then Behare and Campbell having a great battle as well. Campbell right on the back bumper of the number 3 of Lewis Behare. But at this stage, he just can't quite find a way through. So Cooper opens up the gap by 0.1 of a second on that last circuit. Cooper and Kennedy. Behare in the 3 with all the pressure on him from Lachlan Campbell. And Campbell at the moment is the cart on a fly in this front pack. He sits back. Behare gets a good run through the S's, but Campbell comes up over the rise with a head of steam. And Campbell now has got the momentum as they head along the back straight. To the top turn, Campbell can't utilize it to try and set up for a pass. And so they're nose to tail all the way around the top of the circuit. Leader, still Cooper, completing 8 laps now. Cooper and Kennedy. First and second, less than a cart length between them. In fact, it's only a quarter of a cart length, the gap between first and second. As they head up the back straight, what can Ryan Kennedy do? He thought about a move to the inside that time, but stays in the wheel tracks right through the top turns. As now, Behare's under plenty of pressure from Campbell, and Campbell makes the move going into the pit turn. Doesn't come off though, and Behare holds on, but this time Campbell sets up the slide job into turn number 1, and Lewis Campbell is up into third position. So Lewis Campbell in the 7 cart makes the move to take over third place as Cooper is starting to pull away from Kennedy. Not sure if Kennedy made a mistake through the S's on that last lap, but he has lost quite a bit of ground across the start-finish line. Cooper and Kennedy. Then this battle continues. Campbell and Behare. That gap. Behare much quicker through the right-hander of the S's. But Campbell is able to use his speed to just pull away up over the rise. And Campbell will hold on to that spot for the moment. We've completed 10 laps, coming through to complete lap number 11 now. Another battle that's warming up here. Waddell and Claudere. So Joseph Waddell and Macy Claudere. And Claudere has made that pass. So Claudere up into 5th position. Waddell back to 6th. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Connor Cooper just got some breathing room here on Ryan Kennedy now. Lewis Campbell, though, a little bit more space between himself and the 3 cart of Lewis Behare. And Behare just running the ripple strip onto the start-finish straight, upset the cart a bit that time. And so they work their way up over the rise. Through the dip and up onto the back straight. And it is still Campbell holding off third place. Fourth place, Claudere has opened up a handy gap now over Waddell. And McLansborough is the final cart still out on the track circulating. Fastest lap of the race is Connor Cooper's, a 33.363. Kennedy's best lap is a 33.52. And Campbell's best lap, a 33.628. So the only cart that is faster that's not in order is back in fifth position. Macy Claudere, a 33.572. Her fastest lap, which is just about fourth fastest time of this race so far. Our leader is on the final lap, the 91 of Connor Cooper, leading the way here in the junior performance final. Ryan Kennedy sits in second position. Then it's Lachlan Campbell in third as they come to the checkered flag. Connor Cooper takes the victory. Cooper followed by Kennedy. Then it's Campbell, Behare, Macy Claudere, Joseph Waddell's in sixth position. And Henry McLansborough rounds out the running order here in the final of junior performance. So the junior light final heads out onto the circuit now. And out there, the 7 is Hayden Crossland. The 3 is Mitchell Saunderson. The 6, Reg Barry. The 65 is Joseph Camilleri. Then the 97 is Matthew Hansford-Taylor. Charlie Von Thien's in the 86. Hugh White's in the P, number 15. And Kai Young's in the 38 with Connor Richards in the 94P. So as they form up, it looks like it's Saunderson on the pole with Crossland out of position number 2. Then it's Barry in the 6 in the second row with the 65 of Camilleri. So as they get set. Set now, looking good for a start. Looking good here for a start. Saunderson gets the jump over Crossland as they head into turn number 1. Barry swings round the outside of Camilleri to take third position. And they work their way now up over the rise and towards the dip with Saunderson out in front. So Mitchell Saunderson leading the way from the Hayden Crossland cart number 7. Reg Barry in the 6, just fading back from those front 2. Of course, Crossland in heat number 4 was leading early, but literally threw the cart off the circuit. And he then fell back through the field. Barry in the 6 cart, ahead of Camilleri, who's got a gap back to Von Thien. Hansford-Taylor is in the 97. Hugh White in the P15. Kai Young in the 38. And Connor Richards in the 94P. Round out the running order, as I've mentioned already. The P plate signifies drivers with less than 3 race meetings experience. And they are under the observation of the stewards right throughout the race meeting. And once the stewards have been happy with their performance over the 3 race meetings, they then get to take the P plates off and can be started anywhere in the field. When you're on your P plates, you must start at the rear of the starting grid. Once you come off your P's, you're then gridded as the random draw sees fit. So as the leader, Mitchell Saunderson completes lap number 3. He's got a 1 second lead over Hayden Crossland. Saunderson just setting the fastest lap of the race, the 34.557. So Saunderson leading from Crossland. And Saunderson doing a good job here. It looks like he's extended that lead even on this lap number 4. Just a announcement. Could Lance Horn please come to the control tower, please? Lance Horn, could you please come to the control tower? So Mitchell Saunderson leading the way by 1.4 seconds now. Reg Barry is 3.2 seconds behind Hayden Crossland. As the best battle on the circuit seems to be between Hugh White and Connor Richards, the two P-platers going at it for 7th and 8th position. They head through the pit turn now, and it's White in the 15 leading Richards in the 94. Hansford Taylor in the 97 is making a run on the 86 of Charlie Von Thien. So Von Thien right under pressure in 5th position as Hansford Taylor in the red 97 cart. The Gillard Sir cart works his way around the circuit across that start finish line to complete 6 of the 15 laps. So Von Thien opens up a gap. Hansford Taylor quicker through the S's. That's where Hansford Taylor has got his advantage. Matthew Hansford Taylor now looks to the inside, heading to the top turns, but Von Thien has him covered, and they stay in order as Saunderson closes up and completes lap number 7. 3 seconds the gap between Saunderson and Crossland. White and Richards back in 7th position come across the line, nose to tail, and they continue their battle for 7th and 8th position. Here comes Richards to the inside. Richards thought about the outside, then made a quick switch back, just soaring on that back bumper of the 94 as they head through the pit turn. Now White's looking over his shoulder, so that will lose speed for the 90, for the 15 as White, when you're looking over your shoulder, not looking forward, it just does tend to slow you down. Leader completes lap number 9. Mitchell Saunderson in the PCR. Driving in the PAKS Constructions entry. And doing a great job. Racking up. Well, potentially we'll be racking up some great points here in the final of the Southern Stars Series. Two-thirds of the race is completed as Mitchell Saunderson comes across the start-finish line. He's dropped his fastest speed, his fastest lap, down to a 34.444. And it's credit to these Maxxis tyres that is currently being used in New South Wales. His last lap was a 34.468. So still putting out some of the fastest laps of the weekend here late on the final. Of course, the Maxxis tyres coming in 2019 as part of Karting New South Wales' revamp of karting across the state. And we appreciate the patience everyone has shared with us as we're all coming to grips with the new officiating systems here up in the control tower, because they have had their challenges throughout this weekend. But fortunately, the racing on the track is making up for it right now. Mitchell Saunderson comes through to complete lap number 12. And Saunderson with a 4.8 second lead over Hayden Crossland. His last lap just a little bit slower than his best, a 34.732. Crossland's best lap of 34.792. And his last lap at 35.189. Reg Barry is still in third position with Camilleri, Von Thien, Hansford Taylor. Then it's back to White, Richards and Young. So a race leader is coming up on some traffic now with a lap and a half to go. I'm not sure if he will catch Kai Young in the arrow, but we have seen throughout the weekend that back markers can prove to be a factor in a race's result. So as the leader, Mitchell Saunderson in the three, comes to the white flag now. He's got a over five-second lead, so he doesn't have to force the issue to try and get past the 38 of Kai Young. Saunderson, Crossland, and then Barry comes across the line in third place, now 12 seconds behind the leader. Von Thien, Camilleri, and Hansford Taylor also in close enough contention. If anyone makes a mistake, there could be a change of positions. But our leader heads to the checkered flag. And Mitchell Saunderson takes the win from Hayden Crossland. Crossland home in second. Kai Young is a lap down. Then it's Barry in third position. Von Thien hangs on from Camilleri, Hansford Taylor. And then this last battle coming to the checkered flag now is the 15 of White with Richards. So the junior final in the books, and novices should be up next. All right, one of the most interesting races across the weekend has been the novices. And, well, it's going to be a very interesting race once again, because Elijah Sayed, who has shown some great speed, is actually a P-plater. So the four cart will be coming out of, the middle of the pack, because it's great to see so many young new drivers to the sport here at Circuit Mark Webber. So you've got the 4P, as I said, Elijah Sayed. Then the 19 is Corey Carson. The 14 is Riley Blaxall. 73 is Kobe McEnany. Then the 88A, Jake McKinnon. The 10P is Ayrton Dalmaso. 30 is Luke Kennedy. He'll be starting from the outside. In fact, perhaps Elijah Sayed isn't a P-plater because he's starting on the outside of the front row. So apologies there. Riley Blaxall is on the pole in the red 14 cart. You also have Luke Kennedy out there in the 30. Brody Trapano in the 14P. Riley Bates is in the 12P. And Mitchell Love in the 16P. Hugh Schweiker in the 88P. So they're in good formation now. Hopefully we'll be getting a start. Now it takes about probably seven laps for the leaders to normally get up into the back markers. This is a P-plate cart, so it's quite possible they could be lapped twice, maybe three times throughout this race. Looking good. We're racing, and off the front row, it's very even as they cross the line. On the inside of the front row, it's the 14 of Blaxall that gets the jump. Oh, McInerney in the 73. Oh, Schweiker coming together further back in the field with the 11 cart. I think that might be Brody Trapano cart that's come together there. Three-way battle at the front of the field. Our leader is the 14 of Blaxall, but here comes the 4 side by side into the pit turn, and Blaxall will hold on for the moment. As Sayed in the four carts, Bass McInerney, who got the jump on him in the early part of the race. And we've got that four cart lead as Carson in the 19 is already up into fourth position. So the leaders working their way along the back straight now. Race leader, Israeli Blaxall in the 14. Oh, off the circuit. A spin there for the 73 of Kobe McKerny. McKerny will rejoin, but has lost about five or six places and a heap of track position. So Blaxall leading the way, but not by much. It's a card length between himself and Elijah Sayed. Sayed ranging up over the rise, has to back out of it through the dip and up onto the back straight. As Carson McKinnon, then it's McKerny, falls back into fifth position. Luke Kennedy's in the 30. As they work around the top of the circuit. Coming up onto the first of the back markers now after three laps is the 14 of Riley Blaxall. Elijah Sayed in the four cart sits in second. They're pulling away from Corey Carson back there in third. So the blue lights are on for the 88 of Hugh Schweiker as the leaders continue their battle at the front of the field. To the inside now goes Sayed. Sayed up the inside of Blaxall right as they come to the first of the P-platers who runs wide. Blaxall on the inside and Sayed on the outside as they come into the pit turn. Oh, hard in your mouth stuff here in the novices. Final in the Southern Star Series. Blaxall up the inside. Sayed makes the cross going through turn number one. And Sayed is your new race leader. He holds that spot now as Blaxall in second position. Carson still back there in third, but is 1.1 seconds back off the leader. So around the top of the circuit, Sayed now has got about probably a 16-second gap over last place on a 37-second lap. So Brody Trapano in the 14 in the 11, I think that card is actually, will be the next card that will go a lap down. But at the moment, there's about a 10-second gap between Trapano and the leader in Elijah Sayed. Sayed with a 0.3 of a second, that's two card lengths over Riley Blaxall. Then back to Carson, further back to McInerney, has worked his way back up to fourth position. So the race leader now heads up the back straight, and they are getting close now to some back markers. So Sayed, who's had all sorts of dramas in and around the back markers this weekend, will be coming up onto the Brody Trapano cart. So that will be the next cart to go a lap down. Trapano in the 10, being caught quickly now by the 4 of Elijah Sayed. Blaxall dropping back off the tail of Sayed. 0.6 of a second is the gap as they come across the line. There's blue flags still needed out here as back markers are now being caught by the bulk of the pack, including Mitchell, Love, Kennedy and Bates. So need leader getting past without too much drama on the 10 card. Also Blaxall through. So they're coming up. Third and fourth coming up on the 10 card of Brody Trapano as plenty of dicing. And this is where the pack really becomes interesting. We're going to complete lap 9 and the leader is coming up onto a huge gaggle of carts. Leader is on them now. So leader gets through. Blaxall's being caught in the traffic. Sayed. Blaxall trying to dive through. Sayed getting a run there, and this could set up the race as they're about to complete two-thirds of the race distance. And Elijah Sayed just made a brilliant move through turns one and two to clear the biggest part of the lap traffic. So one more back marker to go now as he heads down into turn number one. That's the 16 cart of Mitchell Love, the leader on their way up over the rise. And Love now hopefully will realise that blue flag, and he's got the leader. And Sayed makes it through. 3 seconds is the gap, so that gap went from 0.6 of a second on lap 8 to, by the end of lap 10, being 3.1 due to the traffic they encountered in that last few laps. Okay, so the race leader, we've got more traffic here down into turn number one where the middle of the pack is trying to clear itself. Sayed in the four is on lap number 12 now. Blue. Yeah. There. As Sayed completing 12 laps in the Evo kart. Now, back second place, having to come up onto the 16 of Love. So plenty of traffic here to be negotiated still before the end of this run. The leader completing 13 laps next time by as they come into the pit lane, into the pit turn. So 13 laps of 15 now completed, and we'll have that big gaggle of carts to deal with again, but probably by the top of the circuit. So the leader is the four, Elijah Sayed. 4.4 seconds, the advantage. And Sayed will be coming to the white flag this time by, as he is about to complete lap number 14. This big gaggle of carts will be another big challenge for him. Try and get it down the bottom. The blue light on as the leader heads down. Hopefully, Elijah Sayed. Oh, good work there. Just getting through the right-hander now and able to negotiate that traffic as he is on his final lap. Elijah Sayed has had some tough runs through the traffic, but it's worked out well here in the final. Sayed in the four heads to the checkered flag. Sayed to the checkered flag now and will take the victory. Sayed home first. Riley Blaxall in the 14. McInerney in the 73 will be the next cart through across the line now. Then Corey Carson in the 19 is the last cart, I think, on the leader's lap. So, yep. The leader, Elijah Sayed, Blaxall second, McKernan, Carson, McKinnon, Love, Kennedy, Dalmaso, Bates, Schreiker and Trapano round out the order. Senior performance out on the circuit now as we get set for the final. Jude Barguana's in the 79. Brock Stinson in the 31 has been extremely quick all weekend. Sean Shibuteri's in the 19. Lachlan Strickland in the 17. Oliver McLansbury in the 34. 22 is William Shamar. 4 is Staples. And we're away and racing as Stinson gets crowded down into turn number one. It's heavy traffic as they work their way through. Somehow, this race, they've got through turn one. Barry is slow as they head through the right-hander, but no one is in trouble at this stage of the race. Good driving there from the senior performance. Around the top of the circuit, And it is the 31 of Stinson who leads the way as he comes through about three cart lengths ahead of Barguana. Then you've got McLansborough, the next cart through. So Stinson leading the way. Brock Stinson from Jude Barguana. Oliver McLansborough is up into third position. Lachlan Strickland, Sean Chivuteri. Oh, big stacks on the mill at the top of the circuit there. Looked like it was from Strickland on back that might have been in trouble. And we've got carts still trying to sort themselves out. One of which trying to get himself fired up again. And no, unfortunately, we will have one cart out. That could be the Josh... No, Josh Staples comes through now. So that's Sean Chivuteri. So Sean Chivuteri in trouble at the top of the circuit. That's bad luck there. As Stinson continues to lead from Barguana. Not getting away from Barguana here. Barguana, 0.4 of a second behind Brock Stinson. And McLansborough, another of the orange runners that has been across here at Circuit Mark Webber this weekend, sitting in third, just 0.8 of a second back off the lead, and a cart length off second place. William Schmar and Nicholas Cooley, you'll see the blue plate, the blue number 5 of Nicholas Cooley, as he heads around the top of the circuit. Nicholas Cooley in the 5 with the blue plate signifying state championship, current holder of the state championship. Then it's Lachlan Strickland, Aaron Bell, Scott Ratman, Bradley Hodges, Barry Staples, and Chivuteri unfortunately out of the running. So a battle for second, McLansborough and Barguana are going at it as they come off the top turn. It started going into the top turns there, and McLansborough has taken second position. So some good driving there as McLansborough is now up into second. Barguana is shuffled back to third. Schmar, the next cart through, and then it's back to Cooley. Strickland leads the next pack of carts. In fact, that's Aaron Bell that leads the next pack of carts in the cart number 9. He's got Scott Ratman and Spencer Bradley in the other 5 entry. As Bradley was looking to the inside of Ratman now in the 22. But Bell has the advantage there in the 9 cart for 7th, 8th and 9th positions. So as we've now completed 6 laps, the call of the card. Top 10 is Stinson, McLansborough, Barguana, Schmar, Cooley, Strickland, Bell, Ratman, Bradley, Staples. And then it's Hodges in 11, Barry in 12, with Chivuteri out at the top of the circuit on lap number 2. Stinson, his lead now 2.5 seconds. So Brock Stinson, 2.5 seconds ahead of Oliver McLansborough. Then back to Jude Barguana. Now, I've got a memory here that Barguana is actually looking at doing some more circuit racing in 2019. So moving up to Cam's... I'm not sure if it was a state-level race that I saw his name mentioned in, but Barguana in the 79, currently running third in the first round of the Southern Stars Series Senior Performance Final, and he's right on the back bumper of Oliver McLansborough. So McLansborough with Barguana side by side around the top of the circuit, and around the outside goes Barguana. Barguana, a big move there, just set it up heading up the hill, then stuck the cart on the outside through the top turns. And that track, it's relatively narrow up around there, so side by side up there is some good racing. Ratman now is cleared. Oh, sorry, it's Schmar in the 22 is kept in front of Cooley. Strickland all by himself in the 17. Bell and Staples now nose to tail. Oh, looked like Staples got into the back of Bell going into the dip that time. Staples is a light. Bell is a heavy, so Staples eventually makes easy work and completes that pass. Oh, cart off in the dirt that time. I think that might have been the 22 of William Smar. Just taking a lot of ripple strip, and that is a dangerous practice because that ripple strip on the kink onto the main straight regularly has bitten with carts throwing a chain if they take too much of it, and that ends your race very quickly. So Stinson completing lap number 11 as your race leader. Stinson from Barguana, McLansborough. Then it's back to Schmar Cooley's your top five. Strickland rounds out six with Staples now in seventh. Bell, Ratman, Bradley, Hodges, Barry round out the running order. So as the leaders heads back down the pit straight, all fairly much in single file, no one battling for a position currently, we complete 12 laps here in the final of senior performance. The Southern Star Series heads across the state. Once again, or the seven zones of the state, to Grenfell. Next month, the Southern Zone Series, spending 2 days in Grenfell. It should be a great weekend of racing. We hope, certainly hope, you can be a part of it. That will be on March 2nd and 3rd. March 2nd and 3rd, the dates for the second round of the Southern Star Series. Then 1 week later, we'll be back here at Circuit Mark Webber for the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And also, we will have the KZ2 first round, and we'll have the first round also of the first round of the four stroke state series. So the four stroke state series and the KZ2, so carts of very different types of performance, all kicking off their series here at Circuit Mark Webber next month on the 10th of March. So the checkered flag is out now, and Brock Stinson takes the victory from Jude Barguana. Oliver McLansborough comes home in third with William Schmar in fourth, Cooley in fifth, Strickland in sixth, Staples in seventh, Bell in eighth. Now Bradley, Barr round out the 10. Then it's Hodges, Ratman falling off the circuit there in the late start part. So we'll only have the 11 carts that completed all 15 laps. Brock Stinson taking the win here in the Southern Star Series. Round number one. The Southern Star Series proudly brought to you by the St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing. It's the final of the tag restricted in good formation now. And the jump going to the pole sitter in Scott Chadson. Oh, a spin down into turn number one. Go here. So two carts locked together there. One is the P-plater. The P-plater of, I think that's Adrian Dalmaso in the Tony cart there as they come down. Well, one cart's away. And then it's the 72 Dalmaso, and perhaps it's the 27. That would be Joubert. So there's single file through the accident there. As Scott Chaston Chaston, Robert Nola, Eric Reeves in the 66, runs in third place. Philip Bowen. Bowen in the 32, the arrow. Then it's David Haviv. No, Love now getting ahead of Mark Chadson and David Haviv. We've got a cart off at the top of the circuit. I think that's David. Is that Francois Joubert? So Francois Joubert, I think, is pulling his cart from the circuit. David Haviv hasn't come through either. So it could be David Haviv in the 82. Meanwhile, Scott Chaston is out in front. He's completed three laps now. 72 is... No, leave it. 72 has received the black flag because he did get out of his cart before he got started again. And he's heading to the pit lane now. So the 72 heading to the pit lane, and he'll take no further part in this race. So we've got at least two carts out of the race. David Haviv is pushing his cart to the pit lane, and Adrian Dalmaso is also off the circuit after that incident. So Scott Chaston leading by 2.8 seconds. Then it's Robert Nola. Nola sits in second position. Reeves is in third. They're coming up on the back of Francois Joubert. So Joubert's gone a lap down. Chaston, 3.6 seconds the advantage, has dominated racing here in the tag restricteds. This is a combined light and heavy event. Nola in the 26, coming, Nola in the 26, it looks like the chain's come off. And he spun the cart to a stop in, well, a disappointing finish for Robert Nola. As Eric Reeves now inherits the second position in the 66 cart. Now, Tom still got the yellow flag out at the start-finish line. So, Scott Chaston, seven laps completed now. Reeves, Bowen in the 32. Oh, Reeves slow through the turns one and two, and Bowen almost ran into the back. Bowen now really having some dramas as Reeves seems to be bogging down. So Reeves up along the back straight as Reeves heads into the pit turn, running in second still. Eric Reeves, but why is that cart bogging down so badly as they head into turn number one? He doesn't seem to have the problems this time. So, race leader continues on his merry way. An 11.5 second lead. Scott Chaston, 33.8 seconds. His last lap, a 33.9 second lap. So still putting in some fantastic laps. As we mentioned before, the Maxxis tyres are really putting in some great performance and consistency of performance as well, which has been a huge talking point right across this weekend through all the competitors here in karting New South Wales new configuration. And the Canberra Kart Racing Club, well, we're hoping we'll see you back here at Circuit Mark Webber on the 10th of March for round two of the club championship. And whilst we've got this moment, as the battle for second place is continuing on. Now, they're coming up on the back marker in Francois Joubert. So, the blue light goes on now as Eric Rees and Philip Bowen will be closing in. And Joubert just keeping an eye out, realising that there's some faster carts will be closing in. Now, the blue light, or the blue flag, is an indicator to hold position, to continue running your position and let the faster cart go by. But very often, the driver decides to change his line, which can really get into an awkward position. So, Joubert being closed in now as they're on lap 12. The leader completes lap 12. And Scott Chaston in a dominating performance here in the final of Tag Restricted. As Joubert still hasn't been lapped by Reeves and Bowen. Josh Love, a P-plater in the 21 cart, is starting to close in on this battle for second place. So Love now working up into a position where he could be battling for a podium spot. As they work their way along the back straight. Now Joubert goes a lap down. That blue flag will need to stay though, because Josh Love, the P-plater, will be closing down on the back of Joubert here, as Love's last lap time was a 34.7. And this battle between Reeves and Bowen sees them running at about 34.9. So, white flag, 14 laps completed. White flag is out for the leader this time by. The leader heads down into turn number one for the final time. And Scott Chaston dominating Tag Restricted light as they head up. Oh, Bowen, a wheel in the dirt as he came across the start-finish line that time. That might stop him from challenging Reeves here as he goes through the right-hander. No, he's got a good run on. Reeves gets bogged down, coming up over the line. So Scott Chaston takes the final here in Tag Restricted. Reeves trying to hold on to keep Philip Bowen behind as they work their way around the top of the circuit. A great battle here to the finish for second place. Reeves and Bowen through the pit turn, and Reeves has held on in the arrow from Bowen. Then it's Love in the 21. Francois Joubert is one lap down, and Mark Chaston will be the final cart through on the circuit. As out onto the circuit now, the Tag Final. That is our final race of the weekend. Adam Martin's in the 34, Ryan Mills in the 2. They're both our light competitors. The rest are heavies. We've got Brendan Shea, Tarn in the 10, Tarn Ether in the 37, Lance Horn in the 49, James Ordish in the 17, Martin Gear in the 47. Unfortunately, Matthew Hinton having problems after heat one and hasn't been able to get that cart fixed and out for the rest of the weekend. So he has been a non-starter for the previous four races in the class. But they're formed up now. So it's Martin in the 34, probably the fastest cart on the circuit. The two of Ryan Mills, both those carts are lights, but watch the heavies, because some of these heavies have had some fantastic starts and actually mixed themselves up in with the two lights, which has caused some shenanigans early on in the races. So as the race leader sets up, well, as the pole sitter sets up for a start, you can see the two classes splitting themselves away. We're looking good for a start here. Martin and Mills to the line and racing. Very even off the start. Martin will have the pole line and take it through into the lead. So Brendan Shea in the 10 cut, leads the heavies battle. That's from third place. Tane third, then it's James Ordish, Lance Horn and Martin Gear rounding out the racing order. They work their way to the top of the circuit for the first time, and Martin leads Mills and starts to pull away. Shea in the 10 cut will be liking having a bit of clean track ahead of him, because he's been working through traffic most of the weekend and hasn't been able to really get a clean run where he can show the full pace of his cart. That's one of the FA carts. As FA, the Fernando Alonso carts. Tan Ether in the 39. Then Lance Horn in the 49. And the 47 is Martin Gear. So, through the pit, through the S's, and Martin continues to lead quite comfortably. Ryan Mills in the 2 in second. Then it's Brennan Shea in the 10. Shea, Ether, James Ordish, then Lance Horn and Martin Gear. So, Martin, a 33.018, the fastest lap of the race. Mills is a 33.1, so a tenth of a second different between first and second on that last lap. The gap now almost a second between those two drivers. Then it's Brennan Shea, who hasn't quite shook Tan Ether in the 37 cart. As Ordish, then Horn, and now Martin Gear starting to make a move on the back of Lance Horn. So as they come up over the rise, race leader Adam Martin about to complete one-third race distance from Ryan Mills. Brennan Shea being caught now slightly by Tan Ether. So Ether just putting in a bit of a charge here in the middle section of the race. Tan Ether back there in fourth. Closes the gap up to 0.2 of a second. There's a cart length between them as they head through the right-hander. And Shea leading Ether in the battle of the heavies. It's third and fourth place we're focusing on as they head up the back straight. Now, Ryan Mills in the two card is closing in on Adam Martin as well, but it looks like Martin is just pacing himself through this final as he completes lap number 6. Shea in the 10. Tan Ether in the 37 runs his wheel up on the dirt, and that will cost him a bit of ground. Ordish in the 17 runs through in 5th position. Horn can't shake Martin Gear in the 47 in 6th and 7th place. So our race leaders around the top of the circuit, Martin and Mills, now Shea and Ether. Ether thinking about making a move down into the pit turn, falls back in line, and Ether just concentrating at the moment to see where he can set up on Brennan Shea. As they come up over the rise, through the dip and up onto the back straight, around the top of the circuit, it is still Brennan Shea holding off Tan Ether. Battle for third and fourth is the best battle on the circuit. Martin completes lap number 8. So does Mills. Shea opens up the gap again on Tan Ether in the 37, who closes it down with a big braking move. Through the S's, and Shea opens up his advantage once again. Martin controlling this race at the front in the 34. Mills in the 2. Can't do much about it. But then the battle is Shea and Ether. Brennan Shea and Tan Ether, the 10 and the 37. Further back then to James Ordish, Lance Horn. And rounding out the field is Martin Gear. They've completed 9 laps here in the final of Tag Light and Heavy. As the race leader, Adam Martin and Ryan Mills. First and second, the two lights doing battle. But it'll be 0.5 a second, the gap last lap. It's gone out to 1.2. Mills making a mistake through the pit turn that time. And that upset the car quite a bit. Ether, now in that 37 car, has closed up that gap once again. They're pushing hard here for the final third of the race. Martin, a 32.9 on his last lap. This lap, he comes across in a 32.8. His best lap, a 32.825. His last lap, a 32.875. Just confirmation of these Maxxis tyres and the job they've been doing across the weekend, where the consistency of these tyres is being demonstrated quite well. So, Brendan Shea and Tahn Ether. Still nose to tail back there in third position, but Ether isn't able to find a spot where he can actually make that pass happen, because Shea is able to open up a big enough gap when they get into the braking zone. When Ether seems to have his advantage, he gets right back onto the back of him, but not close enough to make the pass. So as Adam Martin completes lap 13, he'll start the penultimate lap now here in the Southern Star Series. Our thanks to St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing for their ongoing support of the 2019 Southern Stars Series. Of course, it moves to Grenfell next month, and we hope to see all the competitors out there again. Grenfell, a fantastic club, and always fantastic racing at the circuit there. And the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is the 10th of March, and it will coincide with the start of the four-stroke Thunder Series and the KZ2s, the electrifying KZ2 class, running once again here at Circuit Mark Webber, kicking off on March the 10th. We hope you come back to watch some of the action there. As Adam Martin heads to the checkered flag, Adam Martin will take the first round of the Southern Stars Series. Ryan Mills comes home in second. Third place, Brendan Shea holds off Tahn Ether, who makes a lunge at the line. The gap, just 0.101 of a second. James Ordish in fifth place, Lance Horn in sixth, and Martin Gear rounds out the field in seventh position. Thanks once again to all the officials who have worked tirelessly right throughout the weekend, and we hope to see you back here at Circuit Mark Webber on March the 10th for the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.